check 20 years to Texaco. When he died, we spread his ashes on the Gulf of Mexico.
Here on the Twang Trust Fund Drive Effort, week one. There's a number from the album. I don't know. It's already disappeared on me. What's that one called? No One Here Gets Out Alive? No, that's Jim Morrison, isn't it? It's something like that. It's the Hank Williams version of The Doors title, the album. Anyways, the song was Gulf of Mexico. And we'll send that one. And the cover of Johnny Horton's Battle of New Orleans by Zachary Richard. Sending those out to Rob and Laura down in the Gulf of Mexico right now, calling in with their pledge of 3,500 pesos. You know, you can do the exchange. That's nothing to sneeze at. Yeah. Thanks, you guys. Oh, what's next? What's next here on the Twang Trust Fund Drive effort? We could do that. We have a new drive total for you to announce. This is a pretty exciting number here. And there's the phone ringing. There's somebody else excited. They want to find out what the drive total is. They want to know what it is once they make their pledge. Well, whoever you are out there calling in right now, whatever you pledge is going to be added on to $18,550. That's the current drive total here at CKUW this week. But we got a long way to go. Our goal is $60,000. We got a week and a half thereabouts to do it. And I don't know. That's less than a week and a half. Can we get to 60 grand? I sure hope so. We need it. We need it to get radio to you on a minute-by-minute basis, 24/7. You know, Eddie, this sort of broadcasting technology doesn't come cheap. You know? Your pledge. Remember the days? Remember when there used to be record companies? It used to be like all the major labels had record reps in town. Like, that was sort of the goal if you're a music freak. Someday you'd grow up and you'd be a record rep. I always thought, oh, that would be a great gig to have. And now there's no such thing anymore, really. There's a few of them in Toronto, but that's it. There's no local record reps anymore that have, like, fancy play copies to give away. Used to be here on the Twang Trust Fund Drive effort, I'd contact all those record reps, and we'd get all this stuff donated, and then I'd have prize packs. I think one year we had, like, a dozen different prize packs full of, like, CDs and albums and just general coolness. And now the record companies don't give nothing away. So, yeah, the prize factor has gone down in years. But what are you going to do? Still, I will tell you, we are still collecting stuff. There's going to be some prizes here for you loyal Twang Trust listeners. Everybody who pledges on the show at $75 and over, if you're not taking the tax receipt, we're going to put your name into a hat and make a draw for some prizes. And we're still collecting these prizes. So I'm not going to tell you everything because I don't know everything yet. But we'll know next week and we'll tell you. And yeah, you pledge tonight, you're still in those mystery prize draws. But there will be some hard copy coolness to give away. I know, in fact, we just heard Steve Earle. I know we have a vinyl copy of one of his most recent all original efforts. What's that thing called? The Ghosts of West Virginia or something? My mind isn't what it used to be. But whatever that album was, we have a copy of that on vinyl to give away, amongst numerous other bits and pieces. I'll throw in some gig posters, you know. I don't know if you've checked out my website, www.gigposters204.com. Thousands upon thousands of old vintage Winnipeg gig posters available there. And, yeah, we'll give away a bunch. If you want some, let me know. If you're pledging to the show tonight, and that's just a gift from me to you. That doesn't even have to go through the station. So you can take a tax receipt and still get that. You know? So there's something. If you know how to get a hold of me, well, you can get a hold of me through that website, gigposters204.com. You can find my email there and let me know and say, hey, I gave you some money on your radio show, Stu. Can I have a copy of that Led Zeppelin 1970 Man Pop poster? And I'll say, sure, here you go. Stick it on your wall. The 1984 Slayer show, it's yours. Whatever you want. I've been listening. I've been listening to some of these CKW Fun Drive shows. And it's been a lot of fun. I had a great time listening to The Reminder the other day on the radio. It's the third generation of CKW Westerns is amongst us these days. If you tune in, was it yesterday or is it Monday? I can't even remember. Where's my guide? Oh, look, here's a copy of Stylus magazine that you can get mailed to your home if you pledge to CKW's Fund Drive. And right there in the middle, there's our guide. And it'll tell you that, if you can find it, let's see, The Reminder. What day was that? It follows Sean Burns' show, doesn't it? Yes, there it is. Reminders on Tuesday. Follows Boots and Saddle. And, yeah, it's the Western family. And there was a whole mess of them. There was three generations of Westerns on the radio this week. And that, what a blast from the past that was. You had Jenny. You had William W. And of course, the newest generation, Laura, who's Bill's kid. And, yeah, we love all the Westerns. It was a great, great time listening to them. Of course, Sean Burns does his show before that. You know, the Roots music, I used to lap up all the Roots music pledges here on the Twang Trust, but there's a bunch of great shows on these days, so I have to split split the Roots bounty, as it were, with all these other great shows like Barking Dog. Do you check out Barking Dog on Thursdays? It's on tomorrow. And, wow, just makes me feel dumb listening to that show. Juliana knows everything about folk music. And how do these kids, and you know, it's inspiring for me as an old person, you know, near death, to hear these kids doing these shows. And they know so much more than I used to know. I used to be able to name all the members of KISS, you know, when I was their age. And that's as far as that went. But, yeah, Sunny Road on Fridays with Joan. Yep, there's great. And that's just the root stuff. You know, I have plenty of favorite shows here that veer off. I mean, I'm sort of a roots show here on the Twang Trust, but we go all over the place, and I like doing that. And I like listening to other shows that are all over the place, like Tawny the Brave. We can hear that tomorrow evening with your pal Dave. Ted and How to Survive a Tornado is on Fridays. Of course, Mondays, Department 13, love that show. And probably my favorite show here on CKW, I would say that the only show better than the Twang Trust, I mean, I like all those other shows, but, you know, who would win in a fight? I would win. For sure I would. Except Destination Moon. They would kick my ass, for sure. Love Destination Moon on Monday evenings. And, you know, I was recently listening to Destination Moon, and they played a song, and I spent like a week singing it in my head, trying to figure out where I knew it from, because they played the original version of the song. Well, sort of. That's the great thing. It was sort of the original version. I finally remembered where I heard the song. It's a song called Bad Boy. Now, they played it from the soundtrack of the movie Crybaby, the John Waters film, by the Jive Bombers from 1957. But once I realized who I remember the song from, we're going to hear a cover from 1980 of that song. I'll keep you in suspense till the end of the set. But I just for fun, I delved into the history of this song, and it's a neat history. There was an earlier version, in fact, than the Jive Bombers. It was recorded in 1950 by Al Sears and the Sparrows, featuring, oddly enough, Clarence Palmer, who was the lead singer of the Jive Bombers. And it was actually, the song was a different title. It was actually called Brown Boy rather than Bad Boy, and in 1950. And then after Clarence sang that, he decided to change it around, and it's now known as Bad Boy. But the song goes back even earlier than that. It was written by a lady by the name of Lil Armstrong in 1936. We're going to play the original version of that called Brown Gal. This might be the oldest song we've ever played on the Twang Trust. But, you know, we're all about the edumacation here on CKW. We're all about, you can learn stuff here, you know? You know, none of those other stations, you don't learn nothing, you know? We teach you stuff that you need to know here on CKW. We're going to play all those songs for you in a minute, but we're also going to play this one here because I was excited to hear this last Friday on Jacob Brodovsky's show called Let's Play DJ. Do you ever check that out? Jacob always gets somebody in and they play DJ, and then they just chat. They just sit around and chat and play their songs, and it's just a great, great show. This past weekend he was on with Roman Clark, who you can see tomorrow at Festival de Voyageur. Or no, not tomorrow. Is it tomorrow? No, it's Friday. Friday, Roman Clark's playing Festival. I was going to go, but it's so cold. It's so cold. If you go Friday, say hi for me. I don't know that I'm going. Anyways, they played this song, and the funny thing is that they got all these songs they were just playing from a friend of theirs. They didn't know it. Neither Jacob nor Roman knew what these songs were that they were playing. But I heard this song, and I'm saying, hey, that was my favorite record last year. And I was particularly annoyed that Roman didn't know it, because he played Folkfest last year with this lady. So, shows you what he knows, huh? He thinks he's fancy, playing every instrument that's ever been invented. But he doesn't even know who he's playing Folk Festival with. What a guy. Anyways, is it queued up? It is queued up. We're going to play a song from my favorite record last year. And, yeah, more Sad Girl music coming up. Let's hear from some Sad Girl fans out there. Give us a call, 774-6877, area code 204. That's the number to call to support campus and community radio. This is Molly Velasquez on the Twang Trust.
Hey there, Winnipeg. This is John Sebastian. The punches are coming fast and hard here on the Twang Trust, 95.9 FM.
Now I'm mighty like a rose, all dressed up in fancy clothes. I'm just another brown gal that's all full of vim. Well, here's the fix that I'm left in. Now I'm a brown gal. Brown gal. Making my life just a bubble. Not even taking the trouble to even blow the bubbles away. But I break all conventions, and I'm changing all my nights into days. Baby, now the hot blazing sun has tanned my skin. Too dark for trouble to find a way in. Now, Lordy, I can see folks just laughing at me. But I was just naturally born a lazy brown gal. Chocolate gal. Making my life just a bubble. Not even taking the trouble to even blow bubbles away.
Find its way in, but I can see all the folks, they're just laughing at me, 'cause I'm just naturally a lazy brown boy. Life is just a bowl of cherries. I ain't taking the trouble to blow my bubble away. Sun, don't faze my skin. I'm too brown for trouble to find its way in. But I can see all the folks, they're still laughing at me, 'cause I'm just naturally a lazy brown boy. All dressed up in fancy clothes, I ain't taking the trouble to blow my bubble away.
Local music, local issues, local voices. It's all here on CKUW every day of the year. Now, during Fund Drive, we need your support. Call 204-774-6877 or go to fundrive.ckuw.ca to pledge now.
I'm just a bad
boy. La, 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 la.
Fancy clothes. trouble to blow my bubbles away. Cherries, I ain't taking the trouble to turn my nights into days. The hot blazing sun won't hurt my head, 'cause you'll always find me right there in the shade. I can see all the folks, they're laughing at me, but I'm just naturally crazy. Bad boy, la 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 la. All dressed up in fancy clothes, I ain't taking the trouble to blow my bubbles away. All the folks, they're laughing at me. I'm just naturally crazy, crazy bad boy. La 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 la. All dressed up in fancy clothes, I ain't taking the trouble to turn my nights into days. Trouble to turn my nights into day.
Ah, Bad Boy from Mink DeVille and their album from 1980, Le Chat Bleu. Here on the Twang Trust, Fun Drive Effort Week 1. Before that, we heard the 1950 version by Al Sears and the Sparrows when it was called Brown Boy. We also heard the original written by Lil Armstrong. That was Lil singing Brown Gal from 1936. Yes, indeed. And if all that history and high-class edumacation isn't worth your pledge to support this kind of valuable community radio, well, I don't know. But I know that's not the case. I know you value this kind of programming that can only be brought to you by a certified musicologist such as I, your old pal Stu. Who certified me, you ask? Good question. I forget. Some guy in the newspaper did last year. He said I was. Yeah, it was in the newspaper. It's true. Hey, I was on The National, you know? Did you catch me? Was Jeff Robson or Sean Byrne or even Howard Manshine ever on The National? I don't think so. I don't think so. Call now to support self and self-aggrandizement at 204-774-6877. I need all the ego gratification I can get these days. This is exciting. This is so exciting. I couldn't believe it. They dropped the list of the next Record Store Day titles recently. And on there was something I knew nothing about. It's a new record. The Record Store Day version doesn't really mean much. It's just like a, you know, RSD first, you know, one of those deals. It's going to be around forever, but, you know, they're releasing it on Record Store Day. It's a duo recording from Vicky Peterson and John Cowsill. Now, of course, you know John Cowsill of the Cowsills. You know Vicky Peterson from the Bangles. You might know both of them from, what was that band they were in? The, I forget. It's like a big, long name. Oh, it's escaping me. Anyways, you know them as Bangles and Cowsills. And they're married now. And they're putting out a record together. It's called Long After the Fire. And what it is, it's kind of a celebration and a tribute to the two fallen Cowsill brothers, Billy and Barry. It's all, the whole record is all Billy and Barry Cowsill originals. And of course, we know and love Billy Cowsill from his time in the Blue Shadows with our old local hero, Jeffrey Hatcher. Now, almost all, I think all but one of the Billy Cowsill songs that's coming out on this new record are, in fact, Blue Shadows numbers, including this one right here. This is so exciting. It's a bangle, and it's a Cowsill doing a Blue Shadows number called A Thousand Times. Here it is for you for the first time ever on the Twang Trust.
I told you no a thousand times. Don't try to make me change my mind. You see, I'm happy where I am, and I don't need your cheating kind. I told my baby I'd be true. 'Twas on the day we said I do. To her, step across that line. She's someone I don't wanna lose. True love is hard enough to find. Go give your heart to someone else, then maybe you'll see for yourself and understand the reason why I told you no a thousand times. You see, I've been a fool before. Now I don't fool around no more. 'Cause when it comes to love, I've learned my lesson well. Go give your heart to someone else. Understand the reason why I told you no a thousand times.
I wanna feel you in my lights all alone. Hey folks, this is Alejandro Escobedo from Austin, Texas, here at the Wimberley Folk Festival, and you're listening to the High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Be done. Deliver us from all that might be if we get what we think we want.
Give us a call now, 204-774-6877. Help us bring you great stuff like this each and every week all year long.
So do the Blue Shadows. For hot hits and great country music, keep it right here. Hi, everybody.
You know, if you had 9 of your fingers chopped off due to bad dealings with the mob, you could still count the number of radio stations on the planet Earth who have played that song. Unreleased Blue Shadows songwriting demo there. Billy Cowsill, Jeffrey Hatcher, one of the very last songs they ever wrote together prior to Billy's passing. Someday you're going to love me. Someday you're going to love me enough to call 774-6877 and pledge your allegiance to all that is campus and community radio. Someday. Make that day today. We heard all kinds of blue shadowness in that set there. That song there. Jeff Hatcher called me up a while back, asked if I had a copy of that song, because he wanted to pass it on to none other than John Cowsill, who we heard at the top of that set. I guess that song was in the running for inclusion on the Vicki Peterson, John Cowsill album that's coming out for Record Store Day, called Long After the Fire. From that album, we heard the Blue Shadows song 1,000 times. Yes, and as it turned out, I did, in fact, have that cut. I don't know why Jeff didn't have it. I don't know how I got it and Jeff doesn't have it. In fact, I had 2 versions. I had that version and I had an acoustic songwriting demo of it. Yeah, but apparently he didn't make the cut for Long After the Fire, but still looking so forward to that record. We also heard the Cowsills in that set with She Said to Me, a Bob Cowsill composition from their 1998 album Global. How great was that track? Oh, and of course the classic Deliver Me from the Blue Shadows, dating back to the mid-80s here in Winnipeg, Jeffrey Hatcher and the Big Beat. And, of course, the Fuse getting ready to do their annual gig at the Park Theater next month, Saturday, March 22nd. You can go see the Fuse. You can buy tickets from me. You know where the Studome is, right? Grosvenor and Guelph. You can pop by, pick up a $30 ticket, and it's an actual ticket. It's an actual hard ticket. You can take it and put it in your wallet and lose it and then not be able to get into the gig, and then you have to, like, go to the show and cry to the guy working the box office, I bought a ticket, but, man, I lost it, and then they'll let you in. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe there's something to this digital thing. But, no, everybody wants a ticket. Everybody wants a ticket stub at the end of the night to remember. You know, you can get them at the Studome for the Fuse, March 22nd. Hey, speaking of the Fuse, we got a $100 pledge from David Briggs. Yes, Dave and Maura Briggs called in with $100 here on the Twang Trust Fund Drive effort week one. Thanks a lot, guys. Not only do they make the music, they give us the dough. They know that's called, didn't they used to call that payola? I don't know. But we like it. We like it, whatever they call it. But yeah, I was going to say, you know where the Studome is, right? Our box office open 24/7. How many box offices are open 24/7? It might take us a while to get up in the middle of the night and the dogs will bark and stuff, but we're there. We'll sell you a ticket anytime, night or day. You probably came by the Studome over the holidays to pick up your copy of the Reed Family Christmas Spectacular disc. Still a few left on the porch. I know there's actually a few people who keep saying they're coming by to pick one up. There's still a few left, and if we need to, we'll make more. I do that every year, and I make up this collection of great oddball Christmas music and give it out to anybody who wants it. And what do I want in return? Nothing. Nothing at all. But, you know, sometimes people do give stuff. Sometimes they give us baking at Christmas. A few people even gave us, they drop a few bucks here and there because they know I'm into it. I got to cover costs, blank CDs, printing the covers, and all like that. So they dropped me a few bucks. Roxanne even gave me a gift card at Christmas. That was pretty swell. Thanks, Roxanne. But, you know, I don't expect nothing, but it'd be nice. It'd be nice if you picked up a copy of the Reed Family Christmas Spectacular over the years during the holidays at the Studome. It'd be nice if you gave us a call here tonight at area code 204-774-6877. Just a little thank you. You know, it doesn't have to be a lot. We've had pledges, you know, we've had pledges just tonight ranging from $30 to $250. I hear Brian Wolf gave us $250 tonight. Is that true? That's crazy. Thanks, Brian. And Ray and Nancy calling in with $125. I think, in fact, they did the internet thing. You can go on the internet at ckw.ca/donate. Or something like that. You know how to work the internet. You can figure it out your own damn self. But you can do that. If you don't want to talk to Kent or anybody else, there's a room full of folks here who are doing nothing but eating donuts. And, give them something constructive to do. Give them something constructive to help community radio now. We'll be back next week. I know there's a lot of you that are just sitting on your donation saying, yeah, I'm going to make Stu sweat for this. And that's fine. Make me sweat. I need the exercise. But if you want to get in, you know, who knows? You could be, you know, anything could happen in the next week. And you might want to get your pledge in now. The world could come to an end. Let's face it. Have you watched the news lately? We could all be dead next week. So get your pledge in now. How's that for a pitch? 774-6877, area code 204. What was I going to play? Oh, I know. We're talking about the Reed Family Christmas Spectacular. Why don't, you know, I do this, and, you know, I collect all this Christmas music all year long. I love Christmas music. I know a lot of people hate it, but I love it. I'll listen to it in August. I don't care what it's about. If it's a great song, it's a great song, right? But here's one. It's never made it to one of the compilations on account of there's a word or two in here that maybe you don't want Grandma to hear sitting around the tree. Well, Grandma, you know, she's asleep by now. It's, what is it, 7:53? The show's almost over. Grandma's gone to bed. We're going to play this now. And it's appropriate considering the temperature. This is Johnny Manchild and his big Christmas smash from a few years ago. Johnny, take it away. Here on the Twang Trust, Fun Drive Effort, week one. Call now, 204-774-6877. Seasonal ditty there for you here tonight on the Twang Trust Fun Drive Effort week one. That's just about gonna do it for us here tonight. Thanks for all the love, kids. We're doing this next week, though. I know everybody we didn't hear from gonna be calling in next week. I appreciate you making me sweat for it. But you know who made a pledge to take us up to our week one total of $1,255, none other than Mr. Son of Dave. Let's hear from Ben Darville here as we go out. Get ready for Sane, kids. Coming up next here on CKUW.
discotheque. She ain't ready to disco yet. Take a baby to a jazz and blues bar. See you, boy.